This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes after the hour now, it's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. We know it's official because the two main players are people who have been main players in this for a long time, almost since Donald Trump started walking the earth. We, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, have been working on these countdown charts. So we have another one for you for the week of July 18th to the 22nd. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, if you're a Trump fan, as to how many times Donald Trump is mentioned during the course of our conversation during this hour. Would you agree with that? Well, you don't know where the conversation is going, Michael, so you may not agree with me at all.
I've seen this movie.
Have you? Move over. I want a seat, too.
Yeah.
Get a seat on the bus. All right, so let's start with the top stories of the week from the research done by Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where you'll also find Talkers Magazine, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of talking going on.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, it was a boring week. Hardly anything happened. It was a slow news week, so we kind of stretched it and scraped the bottom of the barrel to find something to talk about here. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the Baltimore cop exonerated. At number 8, we have the Pokemon Go craze. At number 7, we have Twitter bans Yiannopoulos, and it's tied with a late-breaking story that has everybody abuzz. Roger Ailes exits Fox News. We have at number 6, the Baton Rouge police slayings. At number 5, people are still talking about, as they should be, the Nice terror attacks and the German train attack. Those are tied at number 5. And number 4, we have the Rio terror threats tied with the Russian doping scandal. At number 3, the aftermath of the Turkey coup. At number 2, police shootings of black men in general and the Black Lives Matter movement in general. And at number 1, we have the presidential race, and this week, the Republican National Convention.
Really? That went on this week?
It was one of those cable shows.
Mm.
And now, the 10 most talked about people, we have more than 10 on the list because we do have ties. And at number 10, we have Marilyn Mosby. At number 9, Laura Ingraham. At number 8, Milo Yiannopoulos, tied with Roger Ailes, tied with Gretchen Carlson. Number 7... a guy named Bill Clinton that you may remember from the old days.
Yeah.
And number 6, Trump. And
the old days.
Trump. Yeah, the guy who was roaming the earth since we began this.
All right.
Actually, he's older than me.
Really?
Which is one of the things about him.
Not older than me.
I hate having presidents, baseball players, doctors, airline pilots, anybody younger than me. It makes me feel funny.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama is tied with Trump.
That's because she was on carpool karaoke this week.
Yeah, Trump here, I'm looking at this, I'm trying to analyze what my editors were thinking. I think they mean the Trump family as opposed to Donald Trump because he has a higher place. So just Trump.
Trump.
At number 5, we have Barack Obama. He's not a big figure.
He's on his way out.
At number 4, Ted Cruz. At number 3, Hillary Clinton. At number 2, former radio talk show host turned politician Mike Pence. And number 1, the big Trump, the Donald Trump. And there you go.
I think I asked you last week on this program what you thought of Mike Pence, because I think he had been generally moved into the circle by this time last week, had he not?
Yeah, well, you know, he came out of nowhere, so to speak.
I mean,
not that being the governor of a state is nowhere, but there are a lot of those guys.
Yes, there are.
You can't name them all.
No, and I don't want to. I would like to have somebody on the ticket beside him, frankly, but I guess it wasn't my choice to make. So here you go with...
really? Oh, that's a very bold statement. Who in the world is better than Mike Pence? He's the greatest man alive.
Really? Newt Gingrich would have been a good choice. In my opinion, but that's really? Just my opinion. You and I are opinionators. We have a bully pulpit called a microphone and a radio program.
Well, when you say a good choice, do you mean a good choice that he would lend himself to helping a victory or would actually be a good vice president?
Actually, he would do something as vice president because I think he knows how to make things work. Mike Pence is someone who he's, let's see, how do I say this most positively? He's an isolator. He doesn't. He tends to put people on the defensive when it comes to some issues, and isn't one. He's too staunchly inflexible. How's that? Is that a good way of putting it?
Yes, you've explained yourself crystal clear.
Well, but then you wonder how much it really means, other than getting votes, because Trump is the kind of guy who I don't see the two of them warming up to each other at all. I see Trump having him on to get him votes, and then he goes away for a four-year vacation.
He'll say, get
alone
on the plane and go home.
Yeah, see? Right.
Get on the plane and go home. Actually, I bet you they don't even know each other.
No, they don't. If Trump had known him, he wouldn't have picked him, frankly. Because
this is a lot for his thoughtfulness, doesn't
if
it?
If you, well, but listen to what was said during the last night of the convention by Mr. Trump, the fact that he had Mr. Thiel from PayPal up there who has been not, he's been pretty open about his gayness, and he said that he was proud to be a Republican, proud to be gay, proud to be an American. The crowd went wild for the guy. When's the last time you went to a Republican event and not only was that conversation going on, but shortly thereafter, Trump says we have to protect the rights of lesbians and gays and bisexuals and transsexuals and queer people. And the crowd once again went wild. You don't find that in Republican circles, not as much as you might think.
Yeah, what kind of Republicans are these?
They aren't the. Wow, I was going to say they aren't my grandfather's Republican.
They sound
maybe
like Democrats. What's wrong with them?
I think when you get to the bottom line of this, when the actual politicking goes on, when you get to the issues, you're going to have a hard time distinguishing Hillary Clinton from Donald Trump.
I think Hillary Clinton's more conservative than Donald Trump. And
maybe
I find it funny that all my buddies in conservative talk radio hate her so much.
Yeah.
When, in fact, if you didn't know who they were and you were from Mars, you would think she's the Republican and he's sort of
it's
something
all posturing.
Else.
You know, we'll pause for a second. When we come back, let's talk about Sean Hannity and the business with Jon Stewart taking off on him. And maybe we'll talk about the a situation with Roger Ailes as well. 14 past the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets. And investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today. today.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102. All right, 17 after the hour. Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen with a review of the conversation this week. One of the conversationalists that gets a lot of attention is Sean Hannity for his radio program. He also does a TV program on Fox. He was excoriated Thursday night by Jon Stewart, who sort of guest hosted on the Stephen Colbert program, the CBS Late Show. He was really derogative toward Sean Hannity. And those with thin skins would say, oh, my God, that's a horrible thing. I would say that if Sean Hannity were that prominent on the CBS Late Show, it would be pretty good for business. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, Sean Hannity has been excoriated before.
Yes, he has.
By the Daily Show gang and by others.
Yeah.
And he's used to it. So,
yeah.
So Sean doesn't go around being upset about it. If anything, Sean has elevated himself to being a household name.
Right.
And controversial in a mild sense. I even in his most controversial, Sean is kind of a gentleman and true to his position. Sort of.
Sort of.
I say sort of only because the support of Donald Trump indicates to me a change of position by Hannity.
Because?
And, well, look, the problem that the Republicans face right now, simply put, is there's a schism between the traditional conservative Republicans and the basic backbone and foundation upon which the party has stood for the last 30 years or so, maybe more, and this new core, this new position of Republicans, I put them in quotes, that are buying into the Donald Trump direction. And Sean has always been true to the core of Republicans, the Ted Cruz crowd, the even the Mike Pence crowd. And, you know, Mike Pence supported Cruz during the primaries.
Yeah. Right.
And now for Sean to be supporting Trump, that's a departure. I mean, he could say they're Republicans, but if you were to take away the names, what Trump stands for is very different than what the Republican Party has been about for, you know, the last six or seven presidential election cycles. I mean, going all the way back to Goldwater. So there's a change afoot that makes you wonder whether or not it's positioning for broadcasting success or there truly is a change of heart. We used to have two nice cores. There was the left and the right. Now there's four cores. There's the left and the right of the left, and there's the left and the right of the right. And, you know, the Bernie people can't stand Hillary. The Cruz people can't stand Trump. And radio, which tries to target the most obvious core that it can to gather a critical mass of listeners for its own advertising purposes, is now caught somewhere in the chaos trying to figure out how to reposition itself. Because, let's face it, there is a degree of ingenuousness to radio.
Oh, well.
Disingenuous.
How do you think? Excuse me, what makes you say that? Yeah, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Every week at this time, Donald Trump and Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen do the countdown. It's in absentia for Trump, at least this year anyway. So what we're doing is the usual, talking about some of the stories and the people that are a part of the countdown, the information that is provided to us as stations. You can find the countdown information at DougSteffen.com, also at Talkers.com, a list of all the things that are on the top of the radio heap and discussions about a lot of important things. You want to also avail yourself of, I thought it was interesting, Eileen Collins was a spokesperson. She was an astronaut. She obviously is a Republican. She spoke, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday night. I can't remember which. Maybe it was Wednesday night. And brought the crowd around to understanding how badly the country has flubbed the space program. And I wonder if that came up. I know this week you have on Up Close and Far Out a conversation with a lady who really is the spokesperson these days for all things NASA, former radio person Lori Cantillo, who we all think highly of. So you took her into the far-out tray, and where did you get from that conversation?
We went pretty far out. Actually, she's quite a bright bright
she
person.
Is. She's very bright. She's a good person.
For those listening, she's a former radio talk radio program director, big time. Big
yeah.
stations, long
very good
career,
stations.
Top
yeah,
woman,
career.
One of the top women in radio.
Yeah.
And then she left radio a year and a half ago and took a job as a information officer at NASA. And now you see her at all the press conferences as a NASA spokesperson.
Yeah.
And basically on the podcast, we talk about radio and we talk about space exploration. I don't want to ruin it for the people listening, but we do get far out. I mean, she's not a scientist and
no.
she's not an official spokesperson for NASA policy. In other words, she can't get into, here's what we're going to do when we...
No, she tells us what's going on there. What are they doing
yeah.
with the program? Doing?
Yeah. But I talked to her as a couple of lay people interested in space, and both of us have a pretty good knowledge of it. We've both been interested in it since we're kids.
Yeah.
And so it was fun. And we talked about the Juno mission, which is happening, and we talked mm-hmm. about, of course, the flyby and a few other things, the flyby of Pluto. The point being... I did not get into anything with Lori, nor would I really personally believe it's apropos to start knocking the United States and NASA in terms of its accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
space exploration is very difficult and extremely dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. And it's expensive.
Yep.
So there are lots of obstacles to, well, let's just go to Mars. Let's just get out there. Let's, you know, beat the Russians. It's great for national pride. I believe all those things, but it's easier said than done, and I try to cut NASA a little bit of slack.
Well, NASA is not the problem. The government is the problem. They're bureaucrats over there. The problem is the legislative department and the executive department that have no foresight. So therefore, they cut the budget for NASA. That started with George Bush. He basically put most of the nails in the coffin. And then Obama signed a bill that after he signed it, he said, I didn't know that's what I signed. And the bill was basically to gut whatever was going on. And because the money was basically taken out in 2011, that was, I think, the last year that we had any men put up in space on our own rockets.
The question really is, do we really have to cut back as much in areas we cut back because we have no money and we spend all this money for the military-industrial complex?
Exactly. And
that's
how much
the issue.
Waste, fraud, and corruption, the abuses of the American taxpayer. This is my hot button. Thank you for pushing it. The study by the Government Accounting Office, which suggests that out of the $700 billion that you and I and all of us pay through our tax dollars into the military-industrial complex could be, we'd get exactly the same service, number of people, coverage for $460 billion if we eliminated the waste, fraud, and corruption and abuses that go on in the Pentagon. So you tell me that isn't something that ought to be politicized to the nth degree. And take that money and put it in the NASA program.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Million Dollar Man is here, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 items and the list of people, 10 people, sometimes more, depending on what's going on, a lot of action this week. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to continue listening as we go in depth into some of these areas where it almost screams, attention screams. Please talk more about this. As an example of that, the Trump coronation this week, at the same time the Republicans were having their final night, the Democrats were all over social media with the following, Michael, where there was a picture, "We cannot let Trump and his Republicans win." And then underneath that, the text reads, "That's why it's absolutely critical that you help us raise $1 million tonight. Every gift that comes in will help defeat these people to keep them from going too far." And then there was a $1 million match. So somebody said, if you get $1 million on Thursday night, I'll give you another $1 million for the Democratic Congressional Fund. So you could chip in a dollar, $35, $50, $100, $250, or any other adult. Any other amount that you wanted. The Democratic Congressional Committee was responsible for that message. I do not know how much they raised. I'm guessing that this, you're kind of preaching to the choir in a manner of speaking,
yeah.
Although I got one of them.
I've been getting about three or four emails a day from that organization asking for money.
Right.
But with a tone of total absolute desperation, like,
yeah.
we are freaking, the headline yeah. says, we are yeah. freaking out.
Yeah.
There was actually a headline, "We are freaking. This is a disgrace." You know, like if you don't give money, the end of the world will come.
Right. We need your money. So corrupt.
Well, they're all corrupt. It's very ugly.
Yeah.
But you also said something else that's interesting. You said we must ensure the defeat of Donald Trump. And, of course, people who are for Trump say, I'm not crazy about him, but we mustn't allow Hillary to get control of the White House. So, excuse me, you have both sides, a major, major platform in both, a major plank in both of their platforms has nothing to do with, here's what Trump's going to do, here's what Hillary's going to do. It's more, we must prevent the devil from taking control of this country.
Yeah, the devil.
Oh, yeah.
The devil in a blue dress.
This is definitely demonization taken to a higher level.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think they've done this before? They didn't do it when...
Never on this level. This is the absolute extreme of everything ugly about American politics.
Mm-hmm. What about the extremes? It seems to me we've said this before, although the caliber of candidates hasn't been this, and I was going to use the word attractive, and I don't think that's the right word. Mitt Romney was not the go-to guy. John McCain was not the go-to guy. I'm thinking of the people who have run against.
Of all, the good people are not going to put themselves in the firing line of crap that you have to put up with to run.
Right, that's why you get the likes of Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's one. But think back to your life. Let me play devil's advocate to both of us here.
Okay.
I remember even as a kid, when I was an 8-year-old interested in politics, hearing the adults say, oh, look at these candidates. They're all no good. None of them are any good. It seems that this is history makes people suddenly seem like great cultural figures. But when you're there in the present, they all seem kind of bad. And I remember terrible things being said about John F. Kennedy when he was running. I remember terrible things being said about Eisenhower. Do nothing, president. All he does is play golf. Oh, Kennedy, we're going to be run by the Pope. Oh, Goldwater, he's going to blow us back to the Stone Age. You know, the Stone Age. Lyndon Johnson, a bigot. You know.
And?
What can I say? Well, I don't know. I mean, I know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm especially sensitive to the Goldwater statement that you made because I do remember that. And if you saw the HBO special about LBJ that was out in the last couple of months, Bryan Cranston did a great job playing LBJ. And what it did was bring you around to thinking how the world of politics, if you paid attention to what these people were all about or how they were portrayed, you think that politicians or actors and actresses or people that we know we hold in high esteem are different than you and me? No. LBJ was a very insecure man who used to cry on his pillow if he wasn't going to get his own way. He would sleep on the weekends half of the day because he couldn't face the reality of having nothing to do or not go down to the Oval Office. Those sorts of things. And then when you look at the thinking behind how the ad was produced to make Goldwater look like a warmonger, the baby with the nuclear bomb going off in the background was sheer genius. And that's
and
how
LBJ,
he won.
That's how LBJ won.
Won.
Well,
yeah,
well,
right.
But LBJ was a warmonger.
Yeah. Well, LBJ was the worst president. I say that. I say Obama's the worst, and then I say Bush is the worst. LBJ, we've had some decent presidents in our lifetime. You and I are about the same age, so we look back fondly on the years when Ike was president. We don't remember when Truman was president, even though
I do.
We were breathing. You do? Okay. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
The problem with today's generation, listen to this, now we're going to sound like old men, is they were not around when Reagan and Carter and Truman and Eisenhower and Nixon and Ford.
They're used to big government and the way it runs.
Yeah, right. They don't remember these guys. They just know them from history books and they don't read history. And very few people, young people today, have a grasp of history, real history. Abraham Lincoln, the founding fathers, you know, Genghis Khan, great leaders. They don't know it because it's before their time. And this is not a slap against young people. It's a slap against our present short-term attention span culture.
Yep.
We live in a continuum of bubbles that don't care about the past or the future, just the now, and we forget after 10 minutes what happened 10 minutes ago. This is a recipe for disaster.
Well, under the circumstances, you have, what is it, we reap what we sow. We have so much fascination, attention, if you will, given to smart media, to smartphones, to being smart, when in fact it's pretty dumb to use this stuff because you don't have to think. Everything's at your fingertips. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a brain. You just have to be able to read.
And we have people driving off of cliffs.
Yeah.
One guy ran into a parked patrol car.
Because they're playing Pokemon.
While driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's idiots. Total idiots. Sorry.
Yeah, it is. It's craziness. But that's the kind of stuff. And right now, there is something going on that over the last 4 or 5 months especially, the situation in our country and in the world has been just crazy. And it seems like it's getting crazier because of all the police shootings. In a moment, we'll talk about that situation in Miami this week, because one of the things, police shootings of black men, is one of the top items in the story column at talkers.com for our countdown. And this particular story from Miami is one that is almost as disgusting as anything that I've seen or talked about for a long time on the radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of our list this week. Let's start with the stories. At number 10, the continuing focus on sports, Major League Baseball action, all the games that start next month, some of the preseason games, people getting conversational about that. At number 9, the policeman in Baltimore, who was, I believe, the fourth charged in the Freddie Gray case, was exonerated. Number 8, everybody going nuts for Pokemon. Number 7, Twitter banning a fellow who had things to say that he ought not to say. People wondering, well, why in this case? Because Twitter hasn't banned some stuff that's a lot worse than what Yiannopoulos had to say. Let's see here. Roger Ailes, number 6. The terror attacks, number 5. Number 4, what's going on in Rio. Number 3, the Turkey coup. Number 2, shootings by the police. And number 1, the presidential race, the Republicans in the spotlight.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $169. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102.
These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed, safe, safe, safe. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
To review our list of the hot people where the action was conversationally on News Talk Radio programs and stations around the country, we'll start at number 10 with Marilyn Mosby. Number 9, Laura Ingram. Number 8, Roger Ailes. Number 7, Bill Clinton. Number 6, Michelle Obama. Did you see Carpool Karaoke this week? If you didn't see Carpool Karaoke, it's terrific. Barack Obama, number 5. Normally he's number 1 or number 2. Ted Cruz at number 4. Hillary Clinton at number 3. Mike Pence is the vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is number 1. So that's the review there. I could always pull out half a dozen other people who are in the news that we have good conversation about, but that's the official list from Talkers. You can check it out at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Steffen. 46 minutes after the hour, all around the country every week at this time, Michael Harrison commenting on the issues that are presented in his magazine, Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen, here to hopefully add a little bit of color is the right word for it, but you can be you're the play-by-play broadcaster. I'm the color guy.
Actually, it's the other way around. You're the play-by-play, and I'm the color guy. Yeah, I think so.
You do the go through the stories and stuff, and then maybe I ask a question too.
Yeah.
Here's one of the things, the observation. May I make an observation and then your comment, please, regarding Mr. Trump and the Republicans? I believe Mr. Trump will have nothing to do with how the Republicans fare in the Congress this fall. Mr. Trump is Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump is running as Mr. Trump. It happens that he is running on the Republican ticket because it's convenient and handy. But Mr. Trump isn't going to help people running for Congress, isn't going to help people running for the Senate. And in the same way, he's not going to hurt them. In fact, I think the Republicans who are running for the Senate and the House are on their own in a way that's not matched in any time that I can recently remember. I don't think the Republicans are going to be hurt at all. If they're strong on their own, then they will win. If they're weak on their own, they won't. I don't think Trump will make a bit of difference in those elections. What do you think?
A lot of it has to do with how well Trump does. I agree with you partially. I don't know the answer. I'm not sure what will happen. But usually the head of the ticket does have an influence on the rest of the ticket, which is the main reason politically why so many Republicans are distancing themselves from Trump. They don't want to get sucked down that drain based on the possibility or in what they feel is the probability that he's going to fail miserably, and then anybody who endorsed him, was attached to him, was part of him, will go down as well. So that often happens. So I don't know if it's...
Surprise! He wins! Then what do you do?
Well, then you're on the outside of your own party. And look, Ted Cruz is a perfect example of this dynamic at play. Without commenting on how credible his reasons are, whatever, his principles, Cruz is betting on Trump losing so that he can be there to pick up the pieces.
He's lost himself with that performance the other night, I think.
Well, anyway, that's what you think.
That's what I think. I referred to him as a turd in one of my broadcasts because I think that's... you and I have been talking to people for a long time. We're pretty good at judging people in conversation. It didn't take long for me to size up him, and I think most other people did as well down the pike. Some people are still drinking that Kool-Aid. But when you first saw him, what did you think of him?
Well, I think they're all turds. So whether or not he rose to a higher level of turdiness or turditude, is the question. And I do not think that. I think that he showed himself to have quite a backbone.
Yeah.
But he's still a turd. But they're all turds. But
right.
but I don't think he's more of a turd for what he did, perhaps less.
No, I think he's just a turd.
A turd is a turd.
A turd is a turd.
This is American politics.
A turd is a turd. I vote for the less turd of the turds,
you know.
All right, we've just taken care of the turdy talk radio countdown show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and now Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams and identity theft, which is the number one consumer crime in our country. You can depend on Steve to give you good ideas and good references. Scamaside.com is the website. Scamaside.com. He's a college professor, great lawyer. I invite him in here every week to take apart some of the stories, the legal ramifications of some of the stories. So let's start with Miami and that fiasco down there this week, when you wonder how this policeman ever got a uniform, ever got a badge, ever got a gun, because the guy who is shot, those of you who don't know the story, there was an autistic man. This is a back street in Miami. Nobody ever goes on the street. So this autistic guy is sitting on the street, and this counselor is working with him, and he has a little truck or a car or something, and some crazy woman calls the police and says, "There's a guy in the street with a gun!" So they go running over there, and they've all got their guns out ready to shoot. And so this guy's lying down with his hands up. Police hear him say, "You don't need to have your guns out." So this cop shoots him. And he looks at the cop because he gets shot in the leg. "Why'd you shoot me?" The cop says, "I don't know." I mean, these kind of opportunities to sue the hell out of the city brought about, Steve, by having really bad police do bad police work. This guy should never have been a policeman.
Well, you know, one of the things I want to emphasize is that when you were giving that account of the story, which was pretty darn accurate, you weren't overstating it. The officer's response when asked by the therapist for the autistic guy who was in the street, the therapist was on his back with his hands in the air. I mean, he was doing everything possible. He was talking calmly. And yes, the response after he got shot was, "Why did you shoot me?" "I don't know." Was this a matter of race? case, the man that was shot, the therapist, was an African American. No, it wasn't. Uh-huh. But that doesn't make the situation a hell of a lot better because, as you said, what kind of training is going on here that this particular police officer, I mean, there was no even perceived emergency for him to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there was no intent doesn't make this a very serious, grossly negligent, shooting. And you're right. We've got to say, you know, what kind of training are the police getting? What kind of policing of the police are we seeing? This is just a horrible story.
Well, under the circumstances, you have these people who will start saying, oh, there you guys go again. You liberals are always talking about how bad the police are. Well, there are plenty. You give us the fodder every day, literally every day, this week and last week and as many weeks as I can think of, pretty much every day there's another story. All too often it's a black guy getting shot by a white police officer. Or beaten up by him, one or the other. So when does that stop?
This particular one, there are ample opportunities here. I don't think there was any criminal intent from what we're seeing initially.
No.
But as far as civil liability, there's tremendous civil liability on behalf of the police here and on behalf of the city as well. But it does look and go back to what we have to do in having better training. Yeah, you know, by and large, our police have a very difficult job to do, and by and large, they do a very good job, but they've got to police themselves better, and this is something which we need to do.
So the next item of interest here has to do specifically with a Baltimore policeman. Another one was exonerated in a trial that ended this week. No surprise here, given the fact that I think, three or four were exonerated before him?
Yeah, three not guilty, one hung jury. And frankly, another interesting thing, the judge who has heard the last three cases and acquitted was a former trial lawyer who, in fact, during his career had brought successful actions against police officers. You know, we're all in an uproar as far as what happened to Freddie Gray, and what happened to Freddie Gray was awful. But as far as the actual legal liability for these overcharged officers, no, it doesn't rise to the level of a crime. And it's interesting that the officers, they had the choice. They could have gone before a jury, but they weren't going to go before a jury because a jury might have been swayed by some of the emotions and politics involved here. You had a judge looked at the law, said, yeah, what they did very well could have been negligent, but it does not rise to the level of a criminal violation. So, you know, here the Baltimore police, they've got a history of bad relations with the community and some things that they should have been prosecuted for. But
bad,
unfortunately, this wasn't it.
Bad police department there. They got sort of, they reap what they sow, in a manner of speaking. Let's get some good management into these police offices around the country. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney and college professor with opinions on the law, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.